The socially constructed and sanctioned oppression of children, women, and men in and because of their embodied or fleshly difference continues to reemerge as the urgent issue of our time. This predicament constitutes a challenge to Christian discipleship. Consider that the coronavirus disease and its variants continue to inflict massive suffering, bringing together the peoples of our planet in a tragic solidarity of death and loss. At the same time, the dynamics and conflicts of neoliberal capitalism continue to throw us all into a common geopolitical space that homogenizes and suppresses us, pits us against one another. The sharpening of the ecological crisis radically clarifies humanity's fundamental unity and difference and raises the stakes for the ongoing survival of life, the life of all species, including our own. Consider that North Korea's insistence on testing nuclear weapons and Russia's unprovoked war against Ukraine only intensifies geopolitical division and hostility. Consider our own American moral and intellectual ignorance about the meaning and function of our republic. Consider that our debased practices of curiarchy and white supremacy continue to sow arrogance and hatred among us through imperious misogyny, disdain for homeless women and men, disregard for indigenous peoples, condescension toward differently able children, women, and men, dismissive attitudes toward massive rates of incarceration, contemptuousness toward immigrants and asylum seekers, normalization of white privilege and mass shootings of LGBTQI persons, Asians, Blacks, Jews, immigrants, Latinos, and other peoples of color. Through apathy and silence, indifference and mindlessness, we incriminate ourselves in the oppression of those who are Jesus's brothers and sisters, those whom we have made least and wretched. Yet oppression, as perpetrated by those who wield power with brute force or cunning coercion, betrays their fear that another power, other than theirs and greater, has been unleashed. What is that greater power? Ruah, spirit. The Hebrew word ruah is translated in the New Testament as the Greek word pneuma, meaning breath, air, wind, or soul. In Hebrew, ruah denotes spirit, breath, wind, and is almost always connected with the life-giving attribute of God. Spirit ruah is and remains paradoxical, elusive, uncontrollable, absolutely free. The spirit, like the wind, blows where and when and how the spirit so chooses. The French theologian Louis-Marie Chauvet suggests, quote, the spirit is God different. At the same time, the spirit is God closest to humankind, to the point of inscribing God's very self into our corporeality and divinizing it. If spirit God different inscribes the divine self into or divinizes our human bodies, integrates and embraces all God's human creation, then the affirmation and embrace of embodied or fleshly human difference is the mission of Spirit God different. Indeed, from the beginning, Spirit God different moves among all God's human creatures, drawing us together, inspiring, prompting, prodding, exhorting, reproving, animating, empowering us to defy disunity and division, rupture and separation. At Pentecost, Spirit God Different publicly performs and ratifies the triune God's respect and love of our embodied fleshly human differences. At Pentecost, Spirit God Different missions us to live out the command of Jesus to love one another. Spirit God Different opens us, teaches us to live in and live out active, compassionate, loving solidarity with those whom our society chooses to oppress, those whom our society exploits and alienates, marginalizes and dominates, rejects and denies, attacks and assaults, represses and crushes, murders and destroys. By creating these blessed fleshly differences, Spirit God Difference nudges us to reach out to one another, to communicate, to meet one another, to enjoy one another, to act in love for and with one another. Spirit God Different urges us to defend and protect one another from the oppression and violence of body and soul, mind and heart, to respect and honor, welcome and embrace one another in all our fleshly difference. For our shining and beautiful fleshly differing bodies are dwelling places of Spirit God Different.